This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
You are about to enter another dimension. You are being transported to a baseball fantasy land more bizarre than anything Abner Doubleday ever dared to dream. A land where the good guys always wear white shoes. They come gloriously garbed in Kelly green and gold uniforms, brashly brandishing bushy mustaches and sideburns, with the magic A-apostrophe-S emblazoned on their chests to ward off such evil spirits as Tigers, Orioles, White Sox, and Reds. Their thrilling, outlandish deeds will be forever chronicled in the great baseball annals under the name of the Oakland A's. But to those who knew them well, they will always be remembered as Fenway's heroes. You know, there's a very thin line between reality and fiction. And the incredible 1972 baseball season seemed to hover in that gray, nebulous area that separates credibility from imagination. But despite their miracle finishes and phantasmagorical plays, this was the year that the irrepressible Oakland A's were going to prove to the world that they were a very for-real team. Under the watchful eye of Charlie Finley, the team that was to win the championship of 72 began to take shape many years before. From draft choices and college campuses, through trades and the minor league system, came player after player, until the A's had built themselves into one of the most talent-laden teams in the major leagues. Gone were those losing years in Kansas City, and long gone the Philadelphia origins of this team. This Oakland team was unique. It was probably the most talented in all of baseball, and certainly the most colorful. They all laughed when the A's introduced baseball's first multicolored uniform and white kangaroo shoes, and mustaches, and a mule named Charlie O grazing in the grass beyond the outfield. But when 50,182 fans come out on a family night to see the A's do battle with the Orioles at the Coliseum in Oakland, and that same Oakland team goes on to win the World Series to repay its loyal fans, you know to whom the last laugh belongs.
What's the greatest thrill you had in the whole series? Anything individually?
Not really. Just winning it right today, that's the biggest thrill of my life right there.
Well, Gino, nobody ever had a much better series than you had. Congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Gino, if you heard, let me hold you here a second, that you were voted, it sounds like, the most valuable player by Sport Magazine. You're going to get that Dodge Charger.
Thank you very much.
Definitely
drive that back to Ohio, huh? Gino, thank you very much. Raleigh, you have just done an unbelievable job time after time in the playoffs against Detroit. You went in, runners at first and third, nobody down, you got out of it. Runners at first and third, one out, you got out of it. You've never been in a bigger jam than here today. What did you say to yourself?
I was just trying to find six outs in my glove when I went in. That's all. And I tell you, I was tired yesterday, and I went out there today. I didn't think I could go two innings when I was throwing. I felt bad. And I got out there, and all of a sudden everything started clicking together. My slider was breaking, and I kept throwing my fastball right where I wanted to.
Raleigh, right before you made the pitch for the with runners at second and third after Bench stole, you had a 3-2 count. I noticed you took that ball two or three times and said something to yourself.
Yeah, I was saying a little prayer out there. I tell you, I say a lot.
Monty, they're sneaking up behind you. You got Catfish Hunter behind you. I've got John Odom. Why don't you talk to Catfish first?
All right, Jim Hunter, you went in relief today. You've done a fantastic job through the playoffs and the series and great pressure pitching. You've got to be a happy man right now.
I am, Monty. I think I'm the happiest I've ever been in my life.
Was the pressure anything today like it was in the Detroit series to you?
I think it was more today. You know, there's so much riding on and everything, and today I went out there, I didn't have real good stuff, but I made some pitches that they should hit out of the ballpark, but luckily they didn't.
Jim, it seemed as though you were a little nervous for the first time I can ever remember when you came in. You had a little control problem, even made a wild pitch.
That's right, Monty. You know, when you come out here, like, you got to make the pitch. And I was just a little bit nervous, but we won. That's all that counts.
Nice going, Catfish. Thank you very much.
The magical, mystical A's were an inspired blend of baseball talent, honed to a fever pitch by the mustachioed maestro of big league managers, Dick Williams. He was able to mold this young, aggressive collection of players into a winning unit that shared a camaraderie and unit of spirit unmatched on any playing field at any time, anywhere. Throughout the season, again and again, they rose to the occasion. This was the team of destiny in 1972. This was the Oakland A's. Heroes, one and all. Heroes like Joe Rudy.
It's the last half of the 11th inning. The score is tied 3-3. And wouldn't you know it, the A's are starting the season on an exciting note already. With one out, Joe Rudy is on third base. Rudy opened the inning with a double. And Reggie Jackson, the A's leading home run hitter the past couple of years, crossed the Twins up by bunting Rudy over to third base. Now it's up to pinch hitter Gene Tennis, who's batting for left-handed swinging Mike Hegan. Bill Rigney has just brought in Dave LaRoche, a left-hand reliever with a great record. The Twins picked him up in a winter deal from the California Angels. Gene Tennis at the plate. LaRoche will work off the stretch with Rudy coming down off third. They want to hold Joe on as closely as possible. The infield is in. Soderholm, Thompson, Carew, and Killebrew. The catcher, George Mitterwald, gives the sign. Now the target. LaRoche is set. Around comes the arm. In rides the pitch. Tennis swing. There's a bouncing ball right side of the infield. Rudy's going to try to score. Carew picks the ball up. Here's the throw to the plate. It's going to be close. Mitterwald's got the ball. Rudy crashes into him, and the ball is knocked loose. Rudy is safe at the plate, and the A's win 4-3. Last half of the 19th inning, the longest game ever played by the A's here in Oakland. The Chicago White Sox and the A's went 5 hours plus last night. 17 innings didn't decide a thing. Tonight it's the 19th as they continue last night's suspended game. Stan Bonson, a starter for the Chicago White Sox, has been brought on in relief. And he's pitching to Joe Rudy with a runner at second base. A base hit by Rudy could give the A's a big win over the Chicago White Sox. Campy Campaneris, who opened the inning with a single, is on at second. Sacrifice down to second. Joe Rudy is ready. Bonson pitches. The pitch is swung on. There's a long drive to center field. That one's got a chance. It's really going to charge in it. And there she goes. The A's win.
Heroes like Sal Bando.
Coliseum on July the 4th. Fans would like nothing better than to see Bando put a charge into one and light up the scoreboard. The A's and the Yankees, nothing, nothing. It's the last half of the fourth inning. The bases are loaded for the A's captain Bando against Mel Stottlemyre. Stottlemyre goes into the windup. Joe Rudy comes down off third. Around comes the arm. In rides the pitch. Bando swings. There's a long drive. Sally hits this ball deep. And that one's got a chance to set off the Finley fireworks on the 4th of July. It is gone! Home run, Bando!
Now Bando and Rudy will have to do it. The 0-1 pitch. Bando does it. Left field base hit. Here's Matty running third. He's heading home. Here comes a throw. Here comes Matty. Magic number is now 2. The A's win 1-0.
Heroes like the Oakland A's speedy shortstop, Campy Campaneris.
The top half of the 10th inning, Campy Campaneris leading off against Gaylord Perry. Transplant from the National League is having a super year for the Cleveland Indians. And what a battle he's hooked up in here tonight. John Odom made only 71 pitches through 9 innings. We're in the 10th now, and Perry is still going. The game tied 2-2. Here's Campy Campaneris. It's a no-ball, one-strike count. Campy ready at the plate. Perry into the windup. Here's the pitch. Campaneris swing. There's a line drive to his left. Hey, the little guys hit this one well. That ball's got a chance to go, and it is all the way out of here. A home run for Campanares. The A's lead 3-2. Campy Campanares on as a pinch runner, knowing he has to steal two bases tonight to pass Dave Nelson of Texas for the American League Stolen Base Championship. Nelson stole three bases tonight in the final game for Texas to take a one-game lead over Campanares. Campy leading off first, Marquez, the batter. Here's Nolan Ryan's pitch. Campanares is going to go. Thorberg makes the catch. Here's the throw down to second. Campy slides. He is safe. He's tagged, Nelson. Campy Campanares in a nothing-nothing game steals a big base. Big for his own chances and big for the A's. Now Marquez can get a base hit. The A's could take a lead in the ballgame. Campanares leads down off second base. He's got a big lead. Ryan down to the stretch. If Campy steals third here, he wins the stolen base championship of the league. Here comes the pitch. Marquez takes. Campanares is going. Here's the throw from Thorberg down to third. Campy slides. Beep, beep. The Roadrunner steals it and wins it again.
And then there were heroes like Reggie Jackson.
The pitch is swung on. There's a drive deep right center field. Reggie Jackson's going to have to go to come close to this one. It is way back. Reggie's going to dive. He backhands the ball across his body. He's got it. Unbelievable catch for Jackson. Game tied. Last half of the ninth inning. A's 2, Angels 2. Eddie Fisher, knuckleballer, on in relief of Rick Clark of the California Angels. Reggie Jackson, who hits knuckleballers pretty well, standing at the plate. Here's Fisher's wind, the pitch on the way. It is swung on. Reggie Jackson, I believe, has won a ball game for the Swinging A's. That one is long gone. A's 3, Angels 2.
And Finley's heroes included pitching stars such as Catfish Hunter.
The Catfish Hunter one out away from winning number 20, a mark that he says means more to him than pitching the perfect game. Head forward at the plate. Here's the pitch from Hunter. It's a slider, breaking low and away, swung on, bouncing ball right side, into his right, he's got it. Hunter going to cover first. Mike shovels it to him. The Catfish has got the baseball, crossing the bag. He wins number 20. The Catfish can blow it by him when he has to. He has struck out over 190 men a couple of years in a row. Around comes the arm. Here's the pitch. Blazing fastball, swinging strike three, and Catfish on 10 pitches strikes out the side.
Another ace on the A's staff was John Blue Moon Odom, who had to fight to win a spot on this year's pitching staff with some stout-hearted work in Arizona.
Sounds strange to say that a 26-year-old right-hander might be making a comeback, but here's John Odom out on the mound right now in his first start this year. Two runners on, facing Billy Conigliaro. He's been in a lot of trouble in this ballgame already. Skipper Dick Williams wanted him to go five innings in his first game, and he is not allowed a run. Here's the pitch. Runners leading first and second. Conigliaro swings. Little fly ball out towards left field. Joe Rudy comes in under the ball. He has got it, and Johnny Odom has gone through his first five innings of the year unscored on. It's Milwaukee nothing and Oakland nothing. Blue Moon Odom in his final tune-up prior to the start of the American League Championship playoff series against the California Angels, leading 1-0. It's the fifth inning. Kenny Berry is the batter at the plate with runners at first and third. Odom gets set. Checks the runner at first with a glance over the left shoulder. Here's the pitch to Berry. And the right-handed batter is fooled badly on that curveball. Hits a little looping liner out towards second base. Under the ball, Tim Cullen. He has got it. And Odom has gone through five innings, leading 1-0.
Then there was last year's rookie sensation, Vida Blue, who, due to a contract dispute, missed spring training and got off to a late start.
Vida, in his most impressive performance by far of 1972, has pitched a perfect game for 5 2/3 innings. Not a Texas Ranger's been on base. Here's the left-hander's pitch on the way to the plate. Rich Hand, the Texas pitcher, squares around. He bunts the ball down the third base line. Vida comes off the mound, picks it up. He falls down. He throws the first. It is too late. And there's going to be a very interesting decision here on whether or not the first hit of the game is a hit or an error on Vida. It is ruled a base hit. So the no-hitter is broken up, and the Rangers have a runner on. With Vida leading off second base and one out, Joe Rudy swings. There's a fly ball to left center field. Ted Ford of the Rangers goes over, gets under it. Vida back to tag up at second. He's going to go to third. Ted Ford makes the catch. He puts his head down and starts trotting into the ball. He thinks it's a third out, and Irv Norton is waiting Vida to the plate.
Here comes the throw to Mason, the shortstop. Mason throws to Billings at the plate. Vida slides. He is safe. He scores from second on a fly ball to left field.
In the bullpen, whenever they needed him, Oakland could always count on the cool, steady hand of the tall Raleigh Fingers.
With the Indians leading the A's 2-1 in the last half of the seventh inning, Raleigh Fingers on in relief has done a spectacular job. He came on, bases loaded, nobody out. He got the double play. Now, with Eddie Leon at the plate, the bases are loaded again. If the A's are to stay close, Raleigh's got to get this man, Leon, ready at the plate. The big guy drops down, working off the stretch, even with the bases loaded. Here's the pitch, a sidearm curveball. Eddie Leon swings and misses. Raleigh Fingers has done it again.
And when the A's needed the long bomb, the knockout punch, their heavyweight, heavy swinger was Mike Epstein.
Jackson leads off second, Tennis off first. Here's the pitch to Mike Epstein. There's a drive, hit deep to right field, way back, and it is gone! Home run, Epstein! 3-2 Oakland! Big Mike got the first pitch and drove it deep over the head of Ted Ford into the seats. And Oakland comes roaring back on two walks and a home run. How does that grab you, Monty?
I tell you, it grabs Ted Williams where it hurts.
Epstein holding against the runners, a slow curve. Pitch swung on, line drive hit into right field. Epstein makes a dive. Hey, he knocked the ball down. He's got it in front of him. Holland going to cover the bag to throw to first. Epstein makes a super play.
Talented young players without big reputations pitched in when the chips were down. George Hendricks, for example.
Last half of the 10th inning, first place in the Western Division is at stake. The A's trail by a run to the Chicago White Sox. Over 32,600 fans on their feet chanting. Hendrick is at the plate with a runner at second base. A base hit could tie the ball game. Keeley at the stretch, throws to the plate. George Hendrick swings. There's a long drive. Hey, he has really hit this one. That ball's got a charge in it, and it's got a chance. It is over the right center field wall, and the A's win 5-4 to sweep the series from the White Sox and take over first place. George Hendrick, the hero in yesterday's game for the A's over the White Sox, stands at the plate now. Tie game, seventh inning, 1-1. Pete Roberg of the Rangers winds. Here comes the pitch. George swings. There's a line drive. Hey, he's done it again. This ball is going out of the ballpark, and there she goes!
There were many other A's who earned the rank of heroes for their consistent effort and team play. Men like Ken Holtzman, who came to the A's from the Cubs in exchange for Rick Mundy in one of the biggest trades that Charlie Finley made during the winter. Kenny went on, of course, to win 19 big games.
2-2 pitch to Horton. Curve, swinging, strike three, missed it a mile. Dennis drops the ball, but throws the first for the out. Horton never knew where it was. 2-2 pitch. Brown takes a burning fastball. He had him overmatched. Strike three call. Oh, baby, did he pop that one in there.
There were such men as first baseman and pinch hitter deluxe Mike Hegan.
It's the 12th inning. We're tied up 3-3, and Dick Green has just sacrificed Bobby Brooks down to second base. Mike Hegan pinch hitting for Raleigh Fingers, who did a super job for 3 1/3 innings of relief. Hegan batting against Lindy McDaniel. Base hit could break the tie. Here's McDaniel's windup. The pitch on the way, it's a fork ball. Hegan swings. He hit the line drive to right center field, and he's going to be in the gap for extra bases. Here comes Bobby Brooks around the score, and the A's lead 4-3.
And there was catcher Dave Duncan.
Duncan hits one deep left field, way back, and there she goes. We got a new ball game. Well, three runners crossed the plate. Unfortunately, one of them was a fan who got carried away and ran across. He's down in the A's dugout, going back now to get into his seats. I'll tell you, he is fired up. Fans should stay in their seats, but that's one time I didn't mind seeing a guy come out there. Boy, he was wrapped up in it.
And reserve catcher Gene Tennis.
Here's a 1-0 pitch. There's a drive deep left field, way back, and there she goes! Gene Tennis rips one into the seats in left field, and the fireworks are going here today. That's Gene Tennis's fourth home run of the year, and the A's lead 8-0. Mercy, I haven't had this kind of two innings in a month.
In a year.
Late in the season, Charlie Finley added a little guy from the National League named Matty Alou.
1-0 pitch. There's a drive to right, and it's really hit. Way back, way back. Matty Alou has hit one out of here. A home run for the little guy. Matty Alou has just hit a Clyde Wright pitch over the right field wall, and the A's lead 6-0. How about that little guy? He almost hit one out here in his first at bat. He really jerked this one.
Another late season addition, Dow Maxville proved to be a tremendous help to the Oakland A's, playing both shortstop and second base. And there was Larry Brown, outstanding utility infielder who did such a good job at second base until a back injury forced him out of action for the last half of the season. And, of course, then there was super sinker baller Bob Locker, who did such a tremendous job for the A's out of the bullpen. And veteran Joe Horland, who both relieved and started. Then there were Tim Cullen and Ted Kubiak, both of whom played a lot of second base and did it well for the A's. First baseman Don Mincher. Outfielder Angel Manguel. Pinch hitter supreme Gonzalo Marquez. And pinch running specialist, the Panamanian Express, Alan Lewis, who stole some big bases for the A's in the pennant drive. And of course, Darryl Knowles, one of the best relief pitchers in the major leagues. Darryl had the misfortune to break his thumb late in September and missed the playoffs in the World Series. Rookie left-hander Dave Hamilton, who won 6 of his first 7 games to give the A's a great lift when they needed it in the pitching department. Add all this together with a fighting spirit kept alive by a fine coaching staff of Bill Posdell, Irv Nolan, Jerry Adair, and Vern Hoshite, and it's easy to see how the Oakland A's hung the White Sox out to dry as they went on to capture the Western Division title.
This crowd of 9,155 diehard, hoping against hope the A's can pull off the miracle finish and nail it all down right here in the Coliseum. One out, two men on, 7-5, Minnesota, last half of the eighth inning. Granger is ready. Here's the pitch.
Mike!
Line drive, base hit into center field. They're going to hold Mike up. The bases are loaded. And a single now can tie it as Dave Duncan went up the middle. At one time, Oakland was down 7-0. The magic number is 1. And I'll say one thing, win or lose, the A's are going down fighting in one way or the other in this final game at the Coliseum. Here's the pitch. A base hit! Right center field! Epstein in the score! Here comes Lewis! And on the third, goes by the Blues! 7-7! Believe it or not, and the place is going crazy!
We are tied at 7-7. The Twins have 11 hits, the A's have 10. Bando leads off first. Here's the pitch. Maxville swings away. Hits the line drive deep left center field. It's going all the way to the fence. Here's Mando rounding third. He's hitting home. And the A's win the West. Holy Toledo, you ought to see this pandemonium out here. As Dow Maxville blasted a double to the hole in left center field. And the A's are jumping up and down. Campy Campanaris is doing a victory dance down there. The players are heading into the dressing room where Charlie Finley's got 35 bottles of champagne cooled down for him. It looked for a long time today as if it would never happen. But that's not the way the A's play. They make it happen, and they made it happen today, winning 8-7.
Dick Williams kept a tight grip on the reins all season long, making the key moves at the right time, game after game. But his most memorable managerial feat was brought about by injury and necessity, playing musical chairs at second base. This constantly rotating lineup, which seemed to take off in the classic Abbott and Costello routine of who's on first, saw 8 different men playing second base for the A's during the regular season. Skipper Dick Williams' managerial ingenuity was really put to the test in 1972 in several ways. One of Dick's toughest tasks was holding the team together and keeping them in the tough pennant race despite injuries to such key personnel as Reggie Jackson. Reggie missed some 3 weeks due to a rib injury incurred in a fight with the Kansas City Royals. The Swingin' A's clinched the Western flag a week before the four-way dogfight in the East was over. They watched and waited to see who their playoff opponent would be. First, the Yankees bit the dust. Then the Orioles got shot down. And on the next to last day of the regular season, the Red Sox lost and Detroit won. Now the Tigers were coming to Oakland. Oakland A's were in the American League playoffs for the second consecutive year. Last time, they were unceremoniously dumped in three straight games by the Orioles. This time, against the Tigers, it would be different. Game one at the Coliseum, and both teams started their ace pitcher, Mickey Lolich for Detroit, Catfish Hunter for the A's. The Tigers struck first.
Detroit and Oakland, no score. Leadoff batter in the top of the second inning is Norm Cash. Here to drive to deep right field. Cash has really put a charge into one, and that ball is going over the fence for a home run.
The A's got that one back in the third inning.
Here's the pitch down to Rudy.
Fly ball.
High in the center field. Backing is Northrop. This will score Campanaris for the A's. Here goes Ballou, and he will go back. 1-1 ball game.
Hunter pitched excellent four-hit baseball until being lifted with one out in the ninth inning. Vida Blue and then Raleigh Fingers continued to hold the score at 1-1.
Nobody out. Top half of the ninth inning, runners at first and third base. Raleigh Fingers, in his toughest assignment of this season or any other. Gates Brown down in the crouch. Here's a pitch. Fly ball off third. Bando may have a play on this ball. He is out there. He's under it. He's got it. And the runners have to hold on. One big out. Count of 3-1. Fingers throwing. Northrop bounces towards Kubiak. He's got it over to Campanaris at second. One over to first. Double play! He did it!
Until the top half of the 11th inning.
Here is Al Kaline, and Hunter did a good job handling him today. 1-2 pitch on the way. Curveball hit deep to left field. He may have done it right here. It's going, going, goodbye, a home run.
Then in the bottom of the 11th, the A's, who had Lolich on the ropes all game long but were unable to score, rallied dramatically to knock Lolich and the Tigers out.
One ball, two strikes to count on Marquez. Runners now at first and second. And if they don't do it in this inning, it'll be all over. Selbach ready again. Here's the pitch. Hot shot, ground, right field, base hit. Here comes Mike Keegan, rounding third. He's heading home. Dennis going to third. He's going to be close. The ball gets away. It is round third. He's coming in. He scores. The A's win.
Game two was a wild one. Campy started it off.
Here's a 3-2 pitch. Line drive through the middle. Base hit. Campanaris takes a big turn at first and hangs on as he really ripped out a rope right then. And now here comes Matty Alou, a guy that the Oakland A's picked up from the National League. He was hitting over 300 over there, and he has been a big hitter for the Oakland A's since he came here from the St. Louis Cardinals. Ryman off the stretch, checking Campy. There goes Campanaris. The pitch is taken. Throw to second. He's right on target, but Campanaris beats it. Here's Joe Rudy, who ended the regular season for the A's, batting 305. He knocked in Oakland's first run yesterday with a long sacrifice fly ball to center field. Rudy down into a crouch at the plate. Campanaris is going towards third. Here's a pitch taken inside. Campy flies. He makes it. Climbing off the stretch now. Throws. Rudy swings. Bounces one through the infield. Base hit. Here comes Campanaris in to score, and the A's lead 1-0.
Then in the fifth inning, the A's exploded for more.
And now there's a man on first and third with one out. And Matty Alou will step in right now. Outfield shallow. The first pitch from Fryman. A line drive base hit on the right field. Here comes Hendrick. There goes Campy in the third base. He'll be there easily. As Matty Alou lines the first pitch, a sidearm fastball inside the right field for a base hit. And the A's go out and score 2-0. And now Joe Rudy with two hits will step in with a man on first and third, Zachary. He doesn't take too much time when he gets that ball. in position to throw it, he lets it go right away. Shaking off a couple of signs. Now he's ready. Goes to the belt and delivers. There's a ball. Gets away from the catcher. And Caffey will score easily. A breaking ball in the dirt. Way in front of the plate. And the A's go out in front 3-0. So with one out, Reggie Jackson will step in. He looks down for a sign right now. 3-2 on Jackson. Let's see if the runner will be going. No, he's not. There's a line drive base hit on the left center field. That ball's in the left center base. In comes a little round circle. Here comes Rudy. Jackson, now he's going to strike for three. Changes his mind as nobody covers second base. The ball is by third. And here comes Jackson. He dives safe. He makes it. And the A's lead 5-0 in the Jimmy Pearsall fifth.
In the seventh inning, Campy really got something started.
Here's Campy Campaneris to lead it off now for the A's in the last half of the seventh inning. And all the little roadrunner's done today is have three hits in three at-bats. Larry LeGros is on the mound and he's winding. Here's the pitch to Campy. Look out, it hit him right in the leg. Campy is mad. He throws a bat at him. Oh, that could cost Campaneris playing in a World Series or something. Home plate umpire Nestor Sherlock has got him. Campaneris was hit in the leg by a pitch, and he threw the bat at the pitcher. Oh, man, I got to hope that nothing serious happened here. Billy Martin is having to be restrained.
I would be surprised they didn't kick Campaneris out of this ball game. He is out of the ball game, and Dick Williams is coming up to argue. I mean, he came carefully close to that bat. I have no doubt that they threw at Campaneris' legs, though. I am almost certain of it. And Campy knew it, too, and he came up and didn't even make a move out there. Now they're going to throw LeGros out of the game, too. He's gone.
Oakland went on to an easy 5-0 victory with Blue Moon Odom chalking up a superb three-hit shutout. On the negative side, Campaneris was fined and suspended by the president of the American League for the remainder of the playoffs as a result of a bat-throwing incident. Game 3 moved to Detroit, and the Tigers, on the verge of extinction, fought as ferociously as a wounded beast. Tiger catcher Bill Freehand came off the injured list to hit a double and a home run, and right-handed pitcher Joe Coleman struck out 14 A's batters to lead the Tigers to a 3-0 win. Then came game number 4. In the seventh inning, Mike Epstein came up to bat with Tigers leading 1-0.
Lolich delivers. There's a drive by Epstein. Way back. Going. Tie ball game. Big Mike got a hold of one, and this game is even at 1-1.
The 10th inning was as wild as any inning all year, but very typical of the kind of year the Oakland A's had. With the game tied at 1-1, Matty Alou came to bat.
Marquez with a pretty good lead off of first base. Sell back looking over there. Here's the delivery, and Alou hits a long drive, deep left field, way back, and it is off the wall. Marquez is around third base. He's headed to the plate. Here's the throw on home, and he is. No! Safe! Freehand drops the ball! Marquez scores! A's lead 2-1.
Ted Kubiak then got another hit, and the A's carried a 2-run lead to the last half of the 10th inning, looking as if they had the Tiger by the tail and the American League title all wrapped up. But the Tigers sent Detroit fans into a state of delirium with a 3-run rally to send the playoffs to a climactic 5th game. No playoff series in history had extended to 5 games before. Yet in this, the incredible season of 72, not only was the American League championship drawn to the limit, but the National League as well. That great Tiger win yesterday set the stage for game number 5. The entire American League season had been boiled down to this one game, the championship game to pick an American League World Series team. And 50,276 wild, fireworks-toting fans gathered at Tiger Stadium in Detroit for the kill. But they were in for quite a surprise. They didn't know the swinging A's. The game started off as usual for Oakland. They fell behind early, this time in the first inning.
The Tigers now have runners at second and third and only one out, with Bill Freehand the batter. 2-1, Odom in real trouble. Winds, kicks, and fires. Bouncing ball is short. Here comes McCullough to the plate. He scores, and the throw goes to first. They got the out there.
In the A's second inning, the A's got that run back on some of the most daring and resourceful base running of the season by Reggie Jackson. But it proved to be a very costly run.
One strike count to Greeny.
There goes the runner from first. The pitch is taken. Throw down to second base. Here comes Jackson towards the plate. Here comes the throw. He is safe. Reggie Jackson steals home, but he may be out of it. He crashed into Bill Freehand, and he is hurt on the field.
Jackson's leg injury was severe. Not only would he miss the rest of this climactic showdown game with the Tigers, but he would be forced to watch the World Series from the A's dugout while hobbling around on crutches. Without their superstar, the A's were hurting. But this united team pulled together. And in the fourth inning, Gene Tennis gave an indication of heroics which were soon to blossom in the World Series.
Fryman is set. Here's the pitch to Tennis. Line drive into left field. This may be tough to score on. Here's Hendrick around third. Here's the throw coming on into the plate. He's safe. The ball is dropped. Ball was dropped by Freehand, and Oakland moves into the lead. 2-1 on Gene Tennis's first hit of the playoffs.
Vita Blue replaced John Odom in the sixth inning, and the A's super pitching staff continued to show its stuff. It was now the bottom of the ninth, the A's leading 2-1.
Tony Taylor moves up to the plate. The count is 2-2. There are two down. There's a runner at first base. Vita gets set. He kicks high. He throws. There's a drive in the center field. Back goes George Hendrick. He is under it. The Swinging A's have won the American League Championship. The Oakland A's are champions. The A's are champions.
Charlie Finley's Swinging A's were in the World Series, and nobody was more proud than Finley himself. If his heroes could just come through one more time, give it that one more extra effort, his dream of winning a World Series and bringing the very first World Championship ever to the Bay Area would come true. Game one was played at Riverfront Stadium in Cincinnati, and the Reds were made the overwhelming favorites to win. But the odds makers hadn't figured on the red-hot bat of one Gene Tennis.
2-1, fastball, deep left field. Rose goes back, looks up, and it is gone. Home run for Gene Tennis, and it is 2-0, Oakland. And here's Tennis hit the two-run home run. Nolan throws him a curve, and he lines it down the line very deep inside the flagpole, and it is a home run. Gene Tennis, who went 0-15 and then won the playoff game against Detroit, hit a home run in the second inning off a fastball, hit a hanging Gary Nolan curve, and has lined his second home run in two times at bat in his first World Series.
The score was 3-2 in favor of Oakland, with the Reds threatening when Dick Williams went to the bullpen, and out came Raleigh Fingers.
Fingers kicks that white shoe in the air and throws a curve and strikes out Perez. That ball really broke. Fingers at the belt. Here's the pitch. Swinging strike three. He left Menke up there. And Raleigh Fingers, whom the A's call the Cucamonga Kid, has come out of that bullpen to strike out the two men he's faced. One strike to count on Rose. Vita Blue winds. Here's the pitch. High bouncing ball on the infield. They're going to have to hurry. Kubiak has got it. Throws to first. He got him. And the Oakland A's have won the first game of the 1972 World Series. The final score of an exciting ball game. Oakland 3 and Cincinnati 2.
Game 2 was another spine-tingling, seat-squirming thriller.
Grimsley's pitch. Hunter hits a line drive left field. Base hit. Let's see if Hendrick can score. He's rounding third. Here comes a throw to the plate. Here comes Hendrick. Bench blocks the plate, but he doesn't get the ball. Hendrick scores. And the Oakland A's are leading the Cincinnati Reds 1-0 on a line drive base hit by Jim Catfish Hunter. Menke dug in at home plate for Hunter's pitch, which is on the way. It's a swinging strike three. Hunter threw the high hard one right by him. And that for Catfish is his third strikeout of the game. So Dick Williams is going to take his chances right here with Geronimo. Runners second and third. Now the North Carolinian cuts loose. Swinging strike three. He got another one. So Ross Grimsley will have it on his shoulders. Here's the 1-2 pitch. He struck out the side. Catfish Hunter displaying fantastic courage with a runner at third and nobody down. Strikes out Menke, Geronimo, and Grimsley. And after two innings of play, it's 1-0 Oakland. Pitch to Rudy is hit up into the air in a deep left field. That baby has really got a charge in it. It is going, and there she goes. A home run for Joe Rudy.
The pitch, line to left field. Back goes Rudy, looking up. He's got it against the wall. And now retreating to first base.
goes Perez, and there's the fielding gem of the 1972 World Series. Hendrick is all the way over in left field, slapping Rudy on the back. He went 4 or 5 or 6 feet in the air, and when he came down, it's what they call an ice cream cone. A lot of the white was showing, but Joe Rudy catches the line drive of Dennis Menke, and that's enough to bring Dick Williams out of there with his scorecard. Two out now. Catfish Hunter, one out away from winning the second World Series game and putting the Reds down 2-0 in games and heading for the opponent's ballpark. Bando raced to the dugout to ask Dick Williams something. Now he's in back of the bag, near the line to guard against the extra base hit. They'll give him the one run, but they don't want the extra base hit. Ground ball in the hole right there. Around third base comes Perez. The throw goes to second. They'll give him the one run. It's 2-1. Hunter worked 8 2/3 innings, gave up one run, could be responsible for another. Six hits, struck out six, and walked three. There goes the runner. Big curveball. It has popped up in play. Hegan comes off first base. Has it. Oakland goes home, leading 2-0. Fingers does the job for Catfish Hunter. The entire Oakland team is out on the field in the playing diamond looking for Raleigh Fingers. 2 runs, 9 hits, 2 errors for the winning A's. 1 run, 6 hits, no errors for the Reds.
The swinging A's had swept the first 2 games of the series away from home against the powerful National League champion Reds. No team in the history of the World Series had ever lost the first 2 games on their home grounds and went on to win it. But the Reds were a proud, confident bunch as they waited for the Oakland rains to end and Game 3 to get underway. This was a classic pitching duel between Blue Moon Odom and Jack Billingham. The first 3 games were all decided by 1 run. Game 4 was another 1-run affair. It typified the great pitching, smooth fielding, and timely hitting which characterized Finley's heroes all year.
Holtzman ready. Back to the plate he comes, and Rose takes down low. Ball 2. 2-0. 2-0 pitch. Lifted in the air to right field toward the line. Alou racing over and moving back on the warning track. Makes the catch. Fine play. Alou had a long way to go, and the ball hung, and he was able to make the catch on the run near the track in deep right field toward the line.
Gene Tennis. One out, and the scoreless Oakland fifth. Hits this one a long way to left field on the line. Overlooking up, it is gone. Home run, Tennis. 1-0 Oakland. And Minchard has not yet been up in this World Series. The pitch to Minchard, long drive, it's in the middle. Here comes Oliver Gould to the left, figure out. They pull out of the outfield. Going full time. Their first to third tie game, no score. Manuel is ready to come to bat. He has not been to bat in the World Series yet. We are 2-2. Manuel steps in. A ground ball to the infield. Oakland wins the game.
This was it. Game 5. Oakland's last chance to win it in front of the home folks. But this was the last chance period for the Reds. They had to win this one or leave their hearts in San Francisco.
Top of the first, fifth game of the series, Rose batting left-handed against the right-hander Hunter had the only hit among the Rose, Morgan, Tolan trio, the top three in the Reds batting order when they met last Sunday. Catfish Hunter swings on the first pitch. Rose does, sends a Alou deep to right field. He's looking up, and it is a home run.
The Reds wanted it badly, but Tennis didn't want to give it to them.
McLaughlin is ready. Throws long drive left field. Back goes Rose. Looks up. Home run. His fourth of the year. 3-1 Oakland.
But the Reds were on the move and running for daylight.
Hunter back, and there's a drive. Left field. Back goes Rudy. At the wall. Looking up. It's gone, and it's 3-2. All runs coming on home runs, and Menke has hit one here for Cincinnati. Oakland leads 3-2 and looking for more. Infield is a double play depth. Thinking they've got an excellent chance with a good sinker ball pitcher, Bourbon, the man working. As the ball hits the shallow center field, might drop in there. It does. Around third base comes Bando. Tolan's up with the ball. The throw is to third base. The headlong slide. Everybody's safe, and it is 4-2 Oakland. As Bando scores, Tennis goes to third with a hit first slide. And Marquez has done it again. Here's Bobby Tolan, 0-2. Drove Hendrick, or rather Rudy, deep to the warning track last time up. There goes Morgan running, and there's a drive to right field. It'll get in there. Morgan is on his way around second base to third base. Alou is over, and Morgan will score all the way from first base. Now they've got the man off first base, but nobody is covering there because of Morgan running on the play, and it is 4-3.
Fingers ready. The 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, hit in the air to deep left field. Rudy backing up on the warning track and makes a catch up against the fence. So Rose a long way the opposite way, but Rudy with room, and down go the Reds in the seventh. Campanaris playing close to the runner as Morgan takes a short lead from second. 1-2 pitch to Tolan. Bobby, it's a line drive, base hit into right center field. Joe Morgan around third, and Lou slips, falls down. The run scores, Tolan goes to second. So the Reds tie the game, and the go-ahead run is at second with nobody out. Bando ready to charge. Grimsley bunts in the air, and Fingers drop, lets it drop. Throws to first, and it pulls Kubiak off first base. They get the out, though, but down to second goes Geronimo. So Fingers thought he'd be cute and get perhaps a double play, and it cost him. He almost threw the ball away. Geronimo at second, Concepcion at first. One out in the ninth inning, Reds 4-4. Fingers checking the stretch. The 2-2 pitch to Rose is a line drive, base hit into center field. Manuel charges. Geronimo around third. Coming home, he scores. Down to third, Concepcion. Rose dives into second, and the Reds have the lead. Pete Rose, a single to center, one run batted in. Geronimo scores. Concepcion to third, and Rose to second on the throw. It is 5-4 Cincinnati.
That made it five straight one-run games in the most exciting World Series in history. In Game 6, the Reds were back home in Cincinnati, and they celebrated by going on a hitting and running rampage. The final score of that one, 8-1 Cincinnati. That was the only game that would be a rout. Game number 7 was another squeaker, and wouldn't you expect it to be with this swinging band of Oakland A's? And a great way to end the unbelievable season of 72. The action went like this.
Angel got off to a very slow start this year because he came to camp with an injury suffered in winter baseball. There's a curveball line right center field coming on. It's Tolan. He leaps. It goes off his glove to the wall. Manuel goes to first. Heads to second. He's rounding second on his way to third. The throw comes in, and he makes it standing up. Manuel really stung that ball. It's an error on Bobby Tolan, and the A's get the first break of the seventh game. Dillingham to the windup. Around comes the arm. The pitch. Tennis swings. Bassett at the third baseman. High bounce off his glove into left field. Here comes Manuel in to score. It's a base hit for Gene Tennis, and the Oakland A's lead 1-0 with Sal Bando coming to the plate.
Back again, and a base hit up the middle for Campanaris. And now, for the first time since way back in the first game, the leadoff man, Campy Campanaris, who makes the offense of the A's go, is on at first base. 1-1 the score. We are in the sixth. A breaking pitch. Bunted up the line. Perez will have to go to first base. Morgan covering the sacrifice bunt is complete. Campanaris moves into second base. Strike one to Tennis, who never moves from that batter's box. He keeps those feet planted and just stays in there until Bourbon gets the new ball. Nobody throwing in the A's bullpen now. There's an off-speed pitch lined out in left field away from Rose. It's 2-1 around first base on his way to second is Tennis. Here's Rose's throw, and he's in with a double and his ninth RBI. It is 2-1 Oakland. And now we're going to get Alan Lewis to race out toward second base. And he will run for Tennis, which means that after all, we will see Epstein at first base later on. Bando, who looks down to Norin with a 3-0 count. Menke races over. Clay Carroll continues to throw in the Reds bullpen. And the crowd at Riverfront Stadium suddenly very quiet again. They had rallied. Now they're behind. And there's a ball hit to straightaway center field. Bobby Tolan goes back near the warning track. Reaches up. It'll be off the wall.
And it is now 3-1. The ball gets away from Tolan. Into second base goes Bando with a double. Back-to-back doubles. Two-run score on three base hits. There was one error, and the bases were left loaded. We go to the last of the six. Oakland 3, Cincinnati 1. So, even with two out in the last of the ninth, the wheels continue to turn, and hold up, this series isn't over yet. Rose steps in. He is 2-for-4 today and has made great contact all four times. The other two were driven deep to the center field wall. Fly ball, deep left field. Rudy goes back. The other warning track is there. The World Series is over. And on one pitch, Rose is out. And the underdog Oakland Athletics win their first championship since they were in Philadelphia in 1930. The A's win it 3-2.
I'd have to honestly say that it's the happiest day of my life. I'm so happy for the players, and the manager, and the coaches, and my family. It's something that's been well worth waiting for. And I'm just so tremendously proud of the great job that this team did. They beat one hell of a great team. Cincinnati's one of the greatest teams in baseball, without a question. But I'll have to tell you, the A's are even better.